ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी कॉन्साइज कॉमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 8 वर्स 17 टू 22 डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ ड्यूरेशन ऑफ कॉस्मिक डे एंड नाइट and glory of God and devotion. Chapter 8, verse 17. Sahasra yuga paryantam aharyat brahmano viduhu ratrim yuga sahasrantam teho ratra vido janah. Those who know that a day of Brahma lasts 1,000 mahayugas, that means fourfold yugas, a cycle consisting of many, many thousands of years, and that his night lasts 1,000 Mahayugas, they know the reality about Brahma's day and night. Chapter 8, verse 18. Avyaktad vyaktaya sarvaha prabhavantyahara agame ratraya game praliyante tatraiva vyakta samyake. All manifest beings emanate from the unmanifest, that is, Brahma's subtle body, at the commencement of Brahma's day, and at the beginning of his night, they merge in the same, called the unmanifested form. Chapter 8, verse 19. Bhuta grahma sa evayam bhutva bhutva praliyate ratryagame vashah partha prabhavatyahara agame. O Partha, addressing Arjuna, this multitude of beings being born again and again under compulsion from Prakriti are merged at the commencement of Brahma's night and rise again at the start of his day. Comment. The field of changing Sharira Samsar or body and the world is different from the field of unchanging Atma Paramatma or the individual soul and God. The body and the world are born time and again and disappear as time and again, but the Atman Paramatma stays the same. Regardless of how many pralaya, mahapralaya, that is, dissolutions and great dissolutions, and sarga, mahasarga, that means creation and great creation, may occur, Atma, Paramatma, they ever remain the same. Therefore, all experience the loss of place, time, object, person, action, circumstances and situation, etc., but no one experiences the loss of self. But by believing the body as him, his and for him, the change happening to the body, he, the Jivatma or the individual soul dwelling in the body, believes it to be happening to him, so he stays in the cycle of birth and death. As one boards a train, he is compelled to stay in it. Wherever the train goes, he goes with it. In the same way, by making the relationship with the body, one is bound under the spell of Prakriti and is subject to the birth and death cycle. Chapter 8, verse 20. Paras tasma tu bhavonyo vyakto vyaktat sanatanah yah sa sarveshu bhuteshu nashyat suna vinashyati. Beyond this unmanifest or Brahma's subtle body, there is yet another unmanifested eternal existence which does not perish even though all beings perish. Comment. Superior to Brahma's subtle body, there is causal body or Mula Prakriti higher than even that is God. There is none equal to God How can then anything be superior to him? Refer Gita chapter 11 verse 43. Many thousands of Brahmas have come from and merged in God, but God remains the same. Chapter 8 verse 21. Avyaktokshara ityuktah tamahu paramam gatim yam prapyana nivartante tad dhamma paramam mama. The unmanifest, spoken of as the imperishable, is said to be the ultimate goal, that is, my supreme abode, on attaining which there is no return. Chapter 8, verse 22. Purushah saparah partha bhaktya labhyastvananyaya yasyantastani bhutani yena sarvamidam tatam. O partha, addressing Arjuna, that supreme person, or Purushah, in whom all beings reside, by whom all this is pervaded, is attainable by exclusive devotion. Comment. In the path of Jnana Yoga, or discipline of knowledge, the Jnani gets liberated from the world and becomes Muktah, that is, free from birth and death cycle, and gets situated in his self. But in the path of Bhakti Yoga, or discipline of devotion, in addition to being liberated, he attains God and love of God. Therefore, Karma Yoga, or discipline of action, and Jnana Yoga, discipline of knowledge, are the means, and Bhakti Yoga is the goal. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.